Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that, sir. I'm going to have to start over because we had a little audio difficulty there. So would you state your full name and ADC number again, please?
Tommy Torrelletti, 322-058.
Thank you, sir. You're coming for the area of Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing lead. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and they'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or were you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one allegation on one, and then I'm going to ask you if it's true or false.
Okay.
All right. Allegation number one is a violation of your notification of supervision number 12A. As demonstrated by your failure to report in person to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about October 19, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were scavenged from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Lighty, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or backlapsed in the criminal ways for the company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canonis. Agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, so we'll move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone there, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Lee was released from ADC custody on 10-19-2018 and arrested on 11-30-2018 by Phoenix PD on new felony charges of possession of dangerous drug paraphernalia and misdemeanor charges of criminal trespassing in the second degree. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-10-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 2-1-2019 with 40 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated robbery, 1 year, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4-4. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with violence, intoxicants, and conspiracy noted. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, the charges were dismissed or filed. His GV score is G3, V4. Status of charges. Charges will return to the police department for additional information.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, we're going to go over the summary of the case this time. Well, October 28th of 2018, P.O. Crumpman made telephone contact with TLC, and the staff reported that you were not at TLC. 2202 East from what street in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're not checked in since your release from prison. As of October 28, 2018, you had failed to secure residency at your previously approved residence, which was TLC at 2202 East Rudolph Street in Phoenix. So where did you go, sir?
I was stuck in Winslow. When they let me out, they dropped me off at Flagstaff, and I was stuck down there because they didn't give me enough money to get back home. So I had to call my dad, and when I called him, he had to wait until you get paid to send me a bus ticket to get back to Phoenix.
Did you think about calling your PO?
I tried, but the phone number that I had didn't accept collect calls.
Okay, and you didn't make any other effort to see if you could contact somebody at the parole office to straighten out the problem?
No.
I mean, because the parole officers are pretty well all over the place, but you, so you ended up, they dropped you off in Flagstaff, and then you went to Winslow.
I got out from Winslow, and they dropped me off in Flagstaff, because they don't have a bus station in Winslow.
Oh, okay, so they took you to Flagstaff. Did you have any money?
All I had was $38, and the bus ticket cost is $43.
Okay. So, for that time you were out, did you have any employment, or were you just at home with your dad?
No, I was with my dad.
Okay, you didn't have any work?
No.
Okay. And you were you set up or anything? Do you have alcohol and or a drug problem, sir?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. So so the whole thing was because you didn't have enough money to get to Phoenix. So how long would you have waited if you wouldn't have got arrested by the police?
I wouldn't have waited too long. I would turn myself in because I'm tired of going in and out of jail, so I would turn myself in just to get it over with.
Okay. But you were gone for over a month, though. Okay, I'm gonna see if my fellow Bobrins have any questions at this time.
Mr. Lloyd, if you were stuck in Flagstaff, how did you come to be arrested by Phoenix Police Department?
Because my dad sent me a bus ticket. He called the Greyhound and ordered me a bus ticket so I can get back to Phoenix.
Okay, so you got to Phoenix, but you didn't check in with your parole officer then?
No.
So what was going on when Phoenix PD arrested you? Why did you come to their attention?
I was outside at a park when I wasn't supposed to be there.
So
and they called me, it was past curfew time.
Oh, after curfew. Okay. All right, sir, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hamm.
Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. For the record, the address that he used to be paroled from prison was TLC.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into a discussion momentarily to make a determination, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you'd like to tell the board before we make our decision, now would be the time. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered.
No, that's all right. I don't have anything to say.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. I mean, we're going to be going into discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll just be discussing the case. So stay on the phone, but remain silent, and we'll get back to you as soon as we're done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, Mr. Lighty, I think he made a bad choice or two on this. But he says he wants to straighten up and not be in and out of prison anymore. I hope he's sincere with that. He's scheduled to be out about 29 days, the 1st of February, so I think he'd be best served to stay where he's at, make a good solid plan for his return to the community. But I'm going to listen to discussion from me and my fellow board members. Discussion. Okay, so based on all the information in warrant number 2018W3146, Mr. Lighting's testimony and information from Department of Corrections, I'm moved to revoke community supervision of Mr. Lighting, as he was delinquent, violated current conditions of supervision, and had actual without lapse in the criminal ways of the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and without lapse of the criminal. Okay, so the board is voting to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to our paperwork, you're scheduled to be released on the 1st of February of this year, which is about 29 days away. So make yourself a good plan so that when you do get released and return to the community, that you can stay out of trouble. Just stay around where your family's at, maybe, and maybe stay out of Phoenix unless you have to report down here for any pending charges. Okay, you understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, you can wish the best of luck. And this will end your hearing, and please put the sheriff's report back on the phone.
All right.